Years ago, my daughter wrote an article and she said, well, nobody sets the table. My mother always sets the table. And that's true. I usually use the stemware every meal. I have several different kinds. I love dishes. My mother loved dishes. And I have my dishes and her dishes. I got dishes. Well, you set it deliberately, intentionally, on purpose. You set it in a particular order. And he said, your affection is your mind, your will and emotions. And he said, you set that in particular order. In other words, I see I'm getting carried away with my emotions here. I'm going to fall apart here. I'm going to be dismayed, distressed, uptight, frustrated, irritated. Any of those, you recognize any of those words? So I'm going to set my affection, my mind. I'm going to fix my mind. The voice says, stay focused on what's above, not on earthly things. I've got to stay focused on the Father sitting at the right hand, Jesus Christ himself. I've got to stay focused on the Word. I've got to stay focused on his commitment to never leave me or forsake me. I've got to stay focused on this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. I've got to stay focused on God will always cause you to triumph. I've got to stay focused on love one another. See, I've got to stay focused on what is the rule of heaven and what heaven will do in me and through me if I can stay focused. Now, I want to tell you a secret. If you do your part, God will go exceeding abundantly above. There are some things you can't do even with yourself. You've noticed that? But God, and there's a wonderful book called But God. I love that book. He'll do what you can't do, but you have to step up to bat to do what you can do. Yes. Stay focused on what's above, not on earthly things. See, earthly things, carnal things, temporary things, fragile things, they tend to fall apart. You put them under any pressure. You put yourself under pressure and all you're doing is functioning like everybody else in the world. You're going to cave into that pressure. And you're going to be like they are. I mean, they can't do that to you. They can't do that to me. Who do they think they are? One lady told me how, because she, to solve a particular dilemma in her life, she did some unusual things. And I thought, my, I bet your neighbors hate you. So, being a person that I am, I said, wow, do your neighbors appreciate that? She said, well, I don't care. I went, okay. We are no longer focused on heavenly things. We're focused on earthly things and what's convenient for me, what works in my life. Feast on the treasures of the heavenly realm. That's the passion. Fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and don't be distracted with the natural realm. Don't be distracted. See, you can go to the grocery store and you can be real distracted. I went one time in March. I haven't been back since. I order my groceries online and we go pick them up. We had them delivered a couple of times. That's fairly pricey. So we decided we could open the back of the car and let them put them in, and so we've done that. I love that. I'm thinking, oh, I might never go to the grocery store again. And somebody said, how can you do that? Don't you have to touch things? I said, no. I don't have to touch anything. And we've had really, except for maybe once, I ordered some Listerine. I should have said small bottle. I told Wayne, we have a new rule here. We're gargling after every single meal. Everybody that comes through the door to visit, that would be our children, gargles. So I said, line up in the bathroom, gargle before you come through the kitchen and the living room, please. And I was telling my sister, making a big deal out, my sister said, you should have seen the bottle of Pepto-Bismol they sent me. I said, I got room for a lot of trauma, which I'm not going to have. Stay focused on what's heavenly. Fill your thoughts with heavenly reality and not with a distraction. Don't be distracted by you can't do that and you can't say that. And I don't know who you think you are. And that's not fair to me. And that's not fair to my children. You know, I get more uptight about my children than I do about myself. You can step on my toe, but you step on mine, and mine are adults. Senior. Almost senior adults. Which tells you how old I am, because I didn't have them when I was 9. But I'd defend them. See, but I've got to keep my mind on Be kind one to another. I've got to keep my mind on heavenly realities. I can't be distracted. Because if I'm distracted, if I go to an earthly level, I'm going to be frustrated, uptight, strung out, troubled. And he said, don't be troubled.